Brilliance Audio presents Lord of Hawkfell Island by Catherine Coulter, performed by Anne Blasnick. To my grandmother Schatz. She taught me to read when I was 3 years old and told me tricker stories. She was one great lady, blessed with a beautiful soprano voice, a wonderful imagination, and she loved me bunches. The halt can ride, the handless can herd, the deaf can fight with spirit. A blind man is better than a corpse on a pyre. A corpse is no good to anyone. The Havamal is a 9th-century compilation of earlier poems consisting of sayings attributed to Odin. 1. Clontarf Island, Danish Fortress, 910. He placed his finger to his lips as he turned to his two men. They'd crossed the plank over the deep ravine as quietly as they could, though the need for their absolute silence wasn't necessary now, for lightning streaked through the night sky, and with it came the booming thunder, louder and more powerful than the gods' own battles. The utter whiteness in the sky, then the shaking of the earth, was as steady as the torrential rain that blanketed the sky and the earth, coming down so thickly it was difficult to see 2 feet ahead. But he knew exactly what he was doing. Everything was going as planned. He gave a small salute to Hafter and Skula behind him, and he smiled, a fearsome smile. Einar was within the fortress. He had to be. Rorik had been told that he was by his own man inside the fortress. The message Aslak had sent was only a week old. Einar had to be here, even though that witch had yelled to him from the fortress ramparts that he was in Dublin, at the king's compound. That damned witch, who was probably his whore, who was lying, trying to protect him. He and his men reached the small rear door, thick and stout, able to withstand a battering ram for a very long time, but it would be open, for Aslak had sworn it would be. It was. He eased open the door, then turned slightly to wave his men to move in closer behind him. They moved silently, pressing close. He hunkered down, his knife drawn, and eased through the opening. Suddenly behind him he heard a man shout, "Take him! He has nowhere to go! Don't kill him!" Rorik lurched back to see 3 men coming across the wide plank, still spread across the ravine, swords drawn. He was seized with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?